When it comes to weight loss, no two people are the same. That's why Noom builds personalized plans based on your unique psychology and biology. Take Brittany. After years of unsustainable diets, Noom helped her lose 20 pounds and keep it off.
I was definitely in a yo-yo cycle for years of just losing weight, gaining weight, and it was exhausting.
And Stephanie. She's a former D1 athlete who knew she couldn't out-train her diet, and she lost 38 pounds.
My relationship to food before Noom was never consistent.
And Evan, he can't stand salads, but he still lost 50 pounds with Noom.
I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. Even through the pickiness, Noom taught me that building better habits builds a healthier lifestyle. I'm not doing this to get to a number. I'm doing this to feel better.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom users compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
All right, listen up, you savages. I'm supposed to tell you the Meat Sacks have a special Cafeteria 51 for you today. And then later this week, another quote-unquote special guest returns to H51 after a not long enough hiatus to talk children remembering past lives. He sucks. The show sucks. You suck. I hope you hate it.
They say I'm disturbed.
From city to city, an incredible hysterical panic spread.
I think we're getting into a weird area here.
Will you tell these fools I'm not crazy?
This hysteria.
You can't handle the truth. Truth.
Brain is gone.
This is Hysteria 51.
We're here.
The truth is out there.
It's alive.
But you won't find it here.
They're coming for you. Look, there comes one of them now.
We are doing a, I'm going to say, secret only for you guys, because you guys don't know what we're doing. Cafeteria 51 is Joe's first time.
So, yeah, this is a surprise Cafeteria 51. I didn't know it was coming. I don't know what region of the world are we dining
John,
from?
John, we were doing countries, and we've been doing them, and we did Mexico recently.
Yeah.
And I got a lot of flack because we ate a bunch of stuff, and they're like, but the Mexican... our sweets and our treats and things are so good. You should have done that, which we did none of, other than I had the soda.
I had the the sweet donut.
But
thing.
Right. So we didn't do enough.
Taco Bell the other day. Is okay. That not? So I went, that doesn't.
That, no,
not
that
quite
qualify.
The same.
Okay.
So I went to Valle's Produce. It's a Latino grocery store right by our house, and I have my bag. Racket, as you say.
I'm good as you.
I'm going to give you one at a time. We're going to pull. Well, I'll pull them out, and we'll go over them all real quick. So they said these are.
Oh, those are delicious.
So I have the sweet crispy wheels.
Yep. Biombo or whatever. The bimbo, whatever. Those
I
are
have
so good.
Chocolate cream sweet baked goods. That's like a, I don't know what you would call that.
Is like
an
eclair
with chocolate in it?
That looks fascinating.
It looks like a ho-ho.
Then I have these spiced donuts, which they are famous for. The azucarades, I think they're called.
Azucarades.
You're taking an awful long time to feed me.
It's just cinnamon sugar.
Producer Lisa is very angry as food is coming out.
Oh boy.
This one is sweet toast.
Huh.
It's pan dulce tostado, sweet toast. One of my favorite things ever that they have there, and they make this fresh every day. You've heard of bread pudding?
Oh, yeah.
This is pudding bread.
Pudding.
What?
So I'm excited about that because it's the first thing I've seen that's not like a processed food.
So they're all processed foods. Well, John, you're out of luck because the non-processed ones were a lot more expensive. And I got one other one. Panqui.
Oh, mercy. I don't know if I can handle
that.
Oh,
the ghost pepper chips.
Oh, boy.
I did get one of these.
Yeah, so those are the I have no interest. Those are those chips that it's like
these are not the one chip. These are supposedly, they're freaking hot, they say. It even says it on the back. But they are edible. Not like it's the ones where you get one chip and only comes in one and you're not supposed to touch anything.
So do we start with that before the sweet stuff?
If you guys want to start with them, I think we start with this.
That would be my thought.
All right,
the
fine.
Sweet stuff can
Lisa,
calm it down, right?
You're giving me the...
Yeah, I mean, I've already been eating, so...
Well, you've got
fine.
Delicious
she
salt
has her
and vinegar
own chips own in front of her. Don't you think that's tainting
like,
your taste?
Like Billy Madison. Maybe if I'd known their delicious Triscuit crackers in the back, I could have come back there and enjoyed some with you.
I mean, who says that dill pickle chips are tainting my taste buds?
If you want one, grab them. So these are Pakwi chips.
Look at that. Do the havesy here that I see. Oh, no. It's not havesy.
Pulsies.
Holesies. I'm frightened, Auntie M.
All right, so here we go. So this is the first one. This is the only non-sweet one. These are haunted ghost pepper chips. Here
smells
we go.
Smells like goat, nothing.
Goat pepper? Doesn't,
goat pepper.
Oh, maybe it does.
They're actually ghost pepper, but they couldn't afford to reprint all of these bags.
All the bags.
250,000. Here we go. 3, 2, 1. There's a sneaker.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's not bad.
Yeah. Wash your hands before you pee, boys.
It's a little more salty.
Lisa threw hers down and I ate it.
No.
The heat isn't so ridiculous. It's that the flavor isn't great. It just kind of tastes salty.
They taste like
it's like a Dorito that doesn't have any kind of flavor to it.
All right,
it smells like cardboard.
Wasn't as bad as I thought. I wouldn't even call them. I've had much hotter.
Oh yeah, I'm
on
not
accident.
Agree with the,
I'm not even
the heat,
reaching for a drink. I'm fine.
But I don't enjoy the flavor.
The flavor's not good. Right, the flavor is hot.
Ribenadas. Right,
that's all the flavor is.
So this is, I never heard of this. I was told it's very good. Sweet toast. Ribenadas.
Yeah, never heard of it either.
Pan dulce Exciting. Tostado.
Why do I have my headphones on?
Also, for the record, the Pocky is made in Austin, Texas.
Well, that's
the problem. That's the problem.
New York City.
Get a rope. Here's one for you guys. And here, Lisa and I, we're going to open this one.
Break it in half?
Yeah, sure.
Wait, this is it weird. Is
it's like dry, so it's not
a piece
it's very,
of toast?
Very, very dry. It looks like a sandwich. It literally looks like a sandwich.
Are you supposed to eat it like a sandwich?
It looks like a grilled cheese.
Yeah.
Here you go.
Did you even get me with the stuff on it?
It's crispy.
Okay.
I'm being yelled at. I need an adult. I'm
hungry.
All right, here we go.
Smells funny.
Well, the inside tastes like Oreo filling, but like a little bit less dense.
It's like Oreo filling inside of a really stale piece of Texas toast.
Yeah, the filling is pretty good.
It's like Twinkies.
But yeah.
It smells like Twinkies.
I agree with you, John. It's stale.
The smell smells like feet to me. Smell it.
It's not a bad taste. It's just dry.
Everyone kind of just
like
put
Texas toast. I mean, but like really dry Texas toast.
All right.
Wow.
Keep me with dry. The next one that the lovely lady said, I actually talked to someone. I'm like, what should I grab? She's like, these are good. So these are called Sweet Crispy Wheels. Bimbunellos.
I actually think these are good. I've had them before.
I feel like we should have coffee. Did you make me coffee?
Yeah.
Talk amongst yourselves.
All right, run down to the cafeteria.
Grab.
We are the cafeteria.
So I'm just going to...
This is the
take
cafeteria.
Like a piece
so they kind of look like French donuts.
So when you open the other side,
they're
hollow.
Hard. They are not soft.
Go ahead, Lisa.
It's like an elephant ear that's a little crispy. I think
there's
they taste
bad
great.
About this. It's very good.
I think they taste great.
No, I don't like that at all.
No?
It's like the elephant ear outside. Well, I like it.
It smells like an elephant ear.
Yep.
You don't like it, John?
No. It's greasy. And not all that flavorful.
It tastes like crystallized sugar. But I think it's not bad.
This is my favorite so far.
I enjoy them.
That's not really saying much. The other stuff was kind of bad.
What did you say?
I said, saying this is your favorite so far isn't really saying much.
It's true.
All right. These are the spiced Donas Azucarades. I do not pronounce things correctly. Please not yell at me. They're donuts. They're spiced donuts.
I'm just going to break off about half.
You realize people are literally, you're not talking about anything. They're literally just listening to me chew.
All right, so donut.
You can just do that. We'll make that an extra episode. Just you chew.
Right,
interesting because it tastes like a cinnamon sugar donut. Except the cinnamon sugar is in the donut instead of around the outside.
But when you pick it up, your fingers don't get all greased up. I mean, they still do, but it's weird.
These are pretty good.
Is lacking the flavor of a cinnamon sugar donut.
Yeah.
Like, there's not, there, like, so far,
it's
everything
only a
I've
hint
tasted
of
tastes
flavor.
The same.
Yeah. It's a hint of flavor.
Like, it's just all kind of
sweet. It's kind of like a LaCroix. Sweet. There was a cherry in the vicinity of the vat.
I don't know. I kind of like the donuts. I'd eat these.
Okay. So there's Nitto Duo. These are chocolate cream-filled sweet baked goods. Pan dulce con relleno cremoso.
This should taste different. Chocolate.
It looks like it should. The last one is very different. Open there. One thing I will say, there are a lot of bags and bags and bags.
They're single serving, so you can send them in your kids' lunches. Yeah, that's actually nice.
So there's two of them in there.
It's like a Fight Club, single serving friends.
Yeah.
I can't really eat that, but I'm going to try.
All right.
I mean, I can't have that much chocolate. Mm. It doesn't really.
Stale Long John.
Still, I think everything they make is, it's not stale, it's just firmer than what we're used to.
I like that the chocolate is a little more of a semi-sweet chocolate. Mm-hmm. It's not the super...
It's the first one I took a second bite of.
Yeah. The chocolate flavor is solid.
It is.
Yeah. I will say this. The picture shows like ooey gooey chocolate on the inside and everything. There's not much.
No. I wouldn't say that. Yeah.
I don't know if you guys, if you didn't eat the very middle, you probably didn't get any.
Oh, I stuck my tongue in the middle.
I saved the best for last.
He just ignored me. He just swept right over that.
What'd you say?
Nothing.
I give it an eh.
You can hear it when you listen.
Hola, David. Me amo Brent.
Bonjour, Brent. Je m'appelle David.
You didn't do Spanish. I thought if we were going to do this together, we'd do the same language.
Oh, sorry.
that's on brand for us.
I just thought romance languages was the key.
Everything I say is romantic, and that is thanks to Rosetta Stone. You guys, we've been touting these things forever. We love Rosetta Stone, and we actually are users. David, you've really been using it even for longer than I. What's your experience been like?
Oh, it's been great. The thing is, you really get to learn how to speak and think in that language with it. So it's very high on pronunciation too. So you can, you know, learn how to speak.
And you know, our show is all about proper pronunciation.
In that pronunciation. Yeah, that's right. But they designed it for long-term retention, you know? If you don't get the pronunciation right, you say it until you do. And then, you know, that just seeps into your head.
Well, and that's why, you know, this has been trusted by experts for 30 years, and there's over 25 different languages that you can learn, and people, millions and millions of users use it because, like you said, it does seep in and you're using it with, you know, you get speech recognition and it hears you. You get to use like the built-in true accent features that gives you this pronunciation, which is super convenient, and you can do it at your own time. And I don't know if you know this, but I'm all about value, and you get a one-time purchase, 25 languages. If I learned all 25 languages, I'd be so confused or really cool. I'd go in and out.
But you'd be real marketable.
But literally, though, this is something that we use, and we have both of us have given the seal of approval because we want to do this long-term, and it's something that it works. You know, and we don't do long-term stuff like this. And this is the one that we've chosen, and we love it. So all you guys got to do, don't put off learning that language. There's no better time than right now, as we've told you 1,000 times, and it's always now. Right now. Get started. For a very limited time, Hysteria 51 listeners can get Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off.
How much?
50%. Visit RosettaStone.com/today. That's 50% off unlimited access to 25 language courses for the rest of your unnatural life.
Wow.
Redeem, redeem, redeem. How do they do it?
Rachete your 50% off. Rachete. Redeem it. 50% off. RosettaStone.com/today. Do it today.
This is pudding bread.
I'm kind of excited to see what's going on with this.
Except that Brent didn't bring anything to cut it with.
Well, you take a break off a piece that just don't touch the whole rest of it.
You're grabbing.
It's not hard.
Pass it. You're going to have to grab it. There you go. Get a chunk. Get a real piece.
It weighs like 10 pounds.
I'm not a coconut fan. Therefore, I don't love it, but I can appreciate what
there's
it
no,
is.
There's a coconut taste. There's no coconut.
It definitely has the bread pudding
John
texture.
John didn't like it, did you?
No, it,
it has coconut in it, for sure.
How can I say this?
Oh, I know it.
No, I didn't love it. But I definitely liked it better than the other things.
Like it was your favorite so far. So yeah, none of these are anything that I would be like. So I will say this. I was there before and I had it. The other one was different. I didn't notice the coconut in this, but the other one didn't have raisins or anything. This one has raisins and stuff. So they definitely have different types.
This is one that definitely reminds me of like, it's something that members of my family would definitely like. So we, like at holidays and stuff, like, Swedish bread pudding is like a big thing, you know, with my grandma and great grandma and stuff. And this texture wise reminds me of that kind of stuff. Mm-hmm. I don't like bread pudding.
Oh,
so
I
like,
do.
Hey, this isn't really for me, but I could see where this would
isn't
be something.
Isn't it funny how what you grow up with
like.
Really dictates what you like? Like if you were from
absolutely
a country where this was more normal or a region here in this country, this is probably the sweet you like, and we go.
But
right.
It's also well, it's not just the country, but it's also like your taste buds in the sense that I generally am prone. It doesn't matter if this was all Swedish or if this was all Ecuadorian or somewhere else. Like I generally am not a sweets guy,
right?
So there's very few sweets same. That I'm a big fan of.
Yeah, yep.
So like there was very few things that you were going to be able to put in front of me if we were doing sweets.
They were going
to
love.
That I was going to love.
For breakfast this morning, I was eating sill, which is Swedish raw pickled herring. Like, and I freaking love it. I'm
like,
guessing other people would
like,
absolutely despise it.
Sounds
say,
like
that
something
sounds like
I would
right
do.
She would eat that with a big old cup of borscht,
not,
which she drinks.
Not together.
Don't lie.
Borscht is good.
No,
don't lie.
I wouldn't eat that together.
Please don't hit me. Again.
It's not funny anymore.
Which, by the way, if you guys want to do a hardcore...
I just can't get my reading.
He wanted
writing.
To steal my borscht, and I told him no, because it's hard to find, because I don't live in an area where it's easy to get. And I told him that he was going
to
take a
Amazon
swig of it, and he was going
to
throw
house.
It away, and I was
good
like,
borscht
you can't
do Amazon delivers it to our house.
No, I can't get it from Amazon anymore.
Wait a second.
I haven't been able to get it from Amazon
in
years.
We live in...
No, you do.
Like, Chicagoland area has everything.
Right. I have to go up north to get it. I have to go up by you.
Oh, okay. So you're saying by area, you mean like you have to travel.
I mean, I have to drive
miles.
An hour each
John,
way.
John, what she's
to,
saying is you
to
need to
go
bring
to the
borscht
store.
Every time you
so
come
So every time I come back, I need
have
to bring
Have you ever
borscht.
Had it?
Is that
I
the
like
cold
it.
Soup?
Beet water is what I like to call it, with chunks of beets in it.
I haven't, but I do like a different
Let
Eastern
me tell you, you know what you're missing.
Eastern European soup.
It's
I love
if, it's if you like beets.
I love beets.
Pickled or regular. Like
I
love
roasted
beets.
I roasted beets on the grill the other day.
Her mom
day.
Makes roasted
great.
Golden beets.
Costco
oh,
now
sweeter.
Has
oh.
Costco now has jars of beets sliced, not pickled.
Mm-hmm.
They're
oh,
delicious.
Nice.
So let me tell you what I did. I bought some fresh beets, chopped them. I mean, I skinned them, chopped them. But before I chopped them, they were like the whole like baseball sized beet,
mm-hmm.
put them in foil, threw them on the grill, let them get nice and tender, cut them into slices and then grilled them a little bit more and then topped them with a little truffle salt and mm-hmm. they were fucking fantastic.
That sounds great. I love them. I love beets. I throw them in salad, a little ranch or Italian dressing on them. Oh, phenomenal.
You know what seasoning I just found is a thing that I didn't know and I don't have it and I'm going to have it at our house. Everything bagel seasoning.
Dude, I have a jar of it that mm-hmm. I don't use if you want it.
Yes.
I don't know if they still sell it at Trader Joe's. Like, you know how stuff comes and goes there?
Mm-hmm.
But
oh, Trader Joe's, that's like...
The
that's
thing
like,
is, it's not that they don't like it.
They have 13 different things that are everything bagel seasoned. Like, that's a
right.
big thing.
Oh, like the actual Trader jar Joe's. Of seasoning, I don't know if it's still on the shelf. But anyways, mm-hmm. if you want it, you can have it. Because the problem is, while I like it... There's only like four or five things yeah. I can think of to use it for, and I don't cook those things that often. The one is salmon is the most often thing that I use it on. It's really good on salmon.
And you're like, I'm eating lox on
That's
everything
exactly
bagel.
What it
yeah.
tastes like. But yeah, there's just, if you think about it, like as good as it is on certain things, you're like, okay, but there's not broad usage here.
Well, speaking of, when I bought the Trader Joe's, and I'm not joking about this, elote seasoning, that was a really limited set of things.
Exactly. It's really good on
yeah,
corn.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But like, you're like, right. okay, what else am I going to put that? I bought, one
I
time
saw,
I saw there.
Some eggs, it was decent.
I have a tahine, yes. but I'm like, okay, this is excellent. And then you're like, no, other than... beer and Bloody Marys and, you know, and well, making micheladas. Like, what do I do with it?
There's nothing else. I bought their sofrito seasoning because I read it and I was like, oh my God, this is amazing because it's basically like garlic bread in a jar. But then again, it's like, well, I put it on some bread that I throw in the oven with butter and toast, and that's literally all I figured out to be able to use it for.
I didn't know what you were talking about. You said I was calling it Tajin. And I put it on.
He was my favorite fighter in.
Really?
Yeah, it's great on like that's a thing. Like if you go to Mexico and like there's like a lot of stands that'll just sell you like some fresh fruit. They'll put Tajin or Tajin on it,
I've never really done that.
Tajin
really
sounds like a fighter from like Mortal Kombat or something like that. You know,
that girl the other night was putting it in her like it was that was
in Modelo.
No,
ranch water. She was putting in ranch water.
Which is truly, it's a new hard seltzer.
So I got yelled at for saying this. So ranch water is a drink. It's seltzer and tequila with some lime. And now you can buy it canned. And it just says ranch water. And I was like, that's a terrible name. People are like, no, it's a drink. I'm like, no, you're looking at it from, I know that it's a drink. But from a fucking standpoint of sales and marketing. And all it is calling is a white can. Water. It has a cow skull, and it says ranch water.
That
it
sounds makes me to think me like of, it's going to taste like watered down ranch dressing.
And I thought it was going to taste like the water that's in the troughs that the horses are drinking out of.
I thought ranch dressing. Yeah.
I realize that.
There's four out of four people here that all thought it was going to taste something different.
And terrible.
I said at the bar, and you would have thought I said your kid's ugly. You dumb son of a bitch.
Did you follow it up with their kid was ugly?
Well, he is.
Well, I have to say this. Two of the people that said this.
He didn't say no. He didn't say no.
Hold on, though.
That's a fact.
Two of the people that said this to me were the beer reps that happened to be there. I'm like, no, this is a great name. Have you never heard of it? I'm like...
Like, what if this was called purified piss water? You know what's funny about that?
The beer reps, being salespeople, should recognize that if they followed up with saying, that's a great name, have you never heard of it? That in itself means it's a terrible name.
It gets better than that, because then the bartender who leans over and he goes, so do you guys actually sell anything that sells?
Amazing.
All right, kids. So
Brent making friends.
We are, I think...
Well, I'm going to continue to eat my pickle chips.
I will give you guys
Unimpressed. Nah. I would never order, have any of this again. I could see where you wouldn't like, I did like the bread pudding. I finished off that. We all shared a piece.
Hates coconut, just for the record. I didn't taste it recorded.
I tasted like it had
big pieces of coconut.
I didn't notice it. It's not the coconut taste, it's the texture. I don't like biting in through it, and that was okay to me. I also don't like raisins, and there was raisins in there. I picked them out and put them in there.
Oh, God. Am I going to have to carry you home?
You are. Yeah.
It turns out he's allergic to raisins. Let's hope for the best.
All right, kids. We will see you next time in hopefully a different country.
Yeah, I'll give you give you guys a hypothetical preview. Happy to walk you guys through some Swedish nonsense if you want.
That's okay. We're just going to go to IKEA.
And pickled fish, and IKEA doesn't have any of it.
I hear they have some mighty tasty meatballs.
Yeah. They're okay if you're not using Shasha Magnuson's meatballs that Joe Peck
makes.
Your
way out of there. Ooh. If you can't find your way out of there, and it's day three, you might need their meatballs.
Has anyone ever found their way out of
there? No. Some might say or argue that we're in a IKEA right now.
We're in an IKEA right now.
Okay, raw fish with pecker next time.
Yahtzee.
That sounds like a German dish.
I mean.
Raw fish with pecker.
I'll try it once.
All right, kids. We'll see you next time on Cafeteria 51.
It was terrible. It was just terrible.
That's it for another edition of Hysteria 51. John and Brent will be back next week with yet more of the unexplained, the unexplored, and the unheard of. Oh, if it's unheard of, how will they know about it? Anyway, if you want to suggest a topic, give us your thoughts, or just make fun of Conspiracy Bot, that's my favourite, join us in our Facebook discussion group, Hysteria Nation. Just log on to Facebook and search Hysteria Nation, or you can always tweet us at Hysteria51Pod.
You've been listening to a fourth-hand join.